Cindy Newsom joins me, Public Affairs General Manager for Colorado Springs Utilities. And we're discussing rate changes and some customer assistance options and ways you can manage your bill. Cindy, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me, Ted. I appreciate the opportunity to connect with you and your audience.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. And you know, the thing that people are hearing, I think, most about, and probably what seems to be resonating most easily, is the figure, your average bill or your sample bill will see an $11.35 increase. Can you kind of break down sample bill and why the $11.35 number kind of floats to the surface in that way?
I'd be happy to. And we know this is a difficult time for all of our customers to pass on an increase like this. As a municipally owned, community-owned utility and a nonprofit, our actual rates are built only to cover the cost to serve a customer. $11.35 increase for our average residential bill comes from is actually a pass-through of a change in fuel costs. So we pass on those fuel costs both up and down directly to our customers, and we usually do this on a quarterly basis. And we've enjoyed the benefits of reduced fuel costs for quite some time. Nevertheless, it's particularly hard when we have to pass on those increases in fuel costs, and we're not alone. Natural gas prices have significantly increased this year across the United States, and the 2020 year has brought a decrease in production related to the pandemic, which has kind of exacerbated those fuel costs. So the residential bill, as you mentioned, will increase by 5% related to those fuel costs. Our commercial bill is up a little bit more at a little over 14%, and our industrial bill impact, customer bill impact, is just under 9%.
So in the next quarter, we'll be looking for another adjustment. It could go up. It could go down. It really, like you say, it depends and is directly connected to the cost of fuel to produce electricity and other things for utilities customers. So there are a variety of programs in place to help customers with their bills, particularly if they are struggling.
That is correct, Ted. Thank you for bringing up that topic. Obviously, we care deeply about our community, and we're committed to finding solutions to assist our customers every day, but particularly during this challenging time. So we have made proactive calls to many of our customers who've been struggling with making their bill payments. We're working with customers to spread out their balances due over 6, 12, and even 18 months or more, depending on overdue balances that may exist. We're also supporting our customers by directing them to other customer assistance programs. And there really are a variety of opportunities out there to assist our customers with utility bills. One is Energy Outreach Colorado, which received a donation from the CARES Act and assists additional customers starting in July. The Federal LEAP program, which is our low-income energy assistance program, expanded its season to July 31st this year. So customers who meet income guidelines can apply for assistance again beginning November 1st, which is just around the corner. And customers may also qualify for payment assistance through Project COPE if they lost income due to a family emergency, illness, or the pandemic. And that's available through Pikes Peak United Way, 211. So we have conservation tips, energy and water rebates on efficiency products, and I would be remiss, given the proximity to Halloween, if I did not mention the opportunity to save on what we call phantom load. Many of you might be familiar with the concept that energy drain occurs even when appliances are just plugged in but not in use. So you can use a power strip or unplug appliances, electronics, and devices when they're not in use, and that will help further reduce electric bills.
Cindy Newsom, Public Affairs General Manager for Colorado Springs Utilities, we thank you for giving us a couple of minutes and a lot of very valuable information, including that very thorough explanation of how rates are determined and when we may see another adjustment. Again, another quarter from now or so, another 3 months from now, and we may see a rate. In the meantime, you're offering all kinds of resources for assistance and ways to manage your bill that can all be found at csu.org. Cindy, thank you for that couple of minutes with us today on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me, Ted.